The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation recently received a higher bond rating due in part to its $5 billion in assets. The higher bond rating may mean millions of dollars in savings for the corporation, which finances housing programs. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes has more.
The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's bond rating was boosted from AA to AA+ by the S&P Ratings Services. Bond ratings reflect the corporation's overall financial health and credit worthiness. The higher the rating, the less interest AHFC pays when it borrows cash. Those savings add to the funds that go toward housing projects, energy and weatherization, and mortgage loans for Alaskan homebuyers. The corporation has long had solid collateral from federal agencies, insurance, and cash reserves backing its mortgages. AHFC Chief Financial Officer Joe Dubler says Alaska also has a low rate of mortgage defaults.
The mortgage delinquencies here at the corporation have actually been about normal. We're not experiencing the same problems that they're having in the lower 48. And we're looking pretty good coming into this legislative session.
Dubler says the reason the upgrade came now is that the state of Alaska's bond rating was upgraded in November, showing increased faith in its creditworthiness. Also, says Dubler, it helps that in 2003, the legislature adopted a plan that limits the transfer of income from the corporation to the state.
The relationship that we have with the state has always been the biggest concern that the rating agencies have had with us, and that clearly has improved over the last 15 years or so to the point where we have a very good working relationship with the state, and they're not trying to raid the corporation, and people aren't afraid they're going to raid the corporation. So that definitely contributed to it.
Dubler says the bond ratings upgrade is especially noteworthy because AHFC lost $10 million last fiscal year due to low returns from interest and investments. However, Standard & Poor's noted the corporation's strong, experienced management team, a team that Dubler says led swift and appropriate reactions to the losses. In Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.